I am aware more and more that our time is very precious. Our time is getting shorter. I believe our time as a fellowship is getting shorter, the time that we can gather as we do. Our time with Jeremy and Cody is not unlimited. And I want to make the most of everything that we have. And I want to know the word that the Lord has for us in these ever shortening, how do I say that, the time that is shrinking in these days. Okay, I believe the days are getting more precious. And we need to be asking the Lord, really, what He would have us to do insofar as His kingdom is concerned in these days. I think Jeremy kind of opened it up here with the prayer request that started in China, and we're going to get to China here too. But what kind of tipped me off, and I don't know when it was, this week, maybe last week, I found this verse in Daniel, and we have much more to talk about this thing, but what comes to me is that we are in the days of the rising of the beast. And we know, insofar as we who live here in America, and in other places too, I know the Czech brethren would say the same thing, perhaps the brethren in Germany, Switzerland, wherever, Africa, they can see that the Lord has held this thing back for a season. We see particularly how here in America the hand of this world order beast has been held back by God's appointment of Mr. Trump in the position. In his position, he has emboldened other princes, so to say, of the land. They have risen up somewhat to resist the darkness, but nevertheless, it's coming. It's coming, and it must come. I remember Brother DeSeel saying, rightly so, the beast must rule before it comes to an end. The beast is going to have his day. And this verse in Daniel 7, and maybe I should take a few verses in front of it so that you get the context of what this verse is. I'll start in chapter 12 of Daniel in the first verse. And by the way, there is so much material. Those of you that were here 4 years ago, 4 to 4.5 years ago, we brought a series on the beast, a thorough examination of what this thing is all about. And maybe we should do that again, just as a reminder. But start in verse 1 of chapter 12. And at that time, this is the time that we're in now, at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. That's us. Amen. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. He tells the bad news and he tells the good news. The bad news is there's going to be a time of trouble. The beast is going to have his day. But he's also saying that there is deliverance for those who belong to God. Okay, now let me go on. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Some of this applies to the end of the 1,000 years that Daniel's saying here. Okay, and they that be wise shall shine in the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. What kind of an award would you like to get? to be as the star that will shine forever. You know, it is implied here, brethren, that not every Christian is going to be as a star. There's a condition here. Those that are righteous, those that turn many to righteousness, those that be wise, these are the ones that are going to shine. And we know that, according to the Word, there are some who are foolish. And not going to shine. They'll be delivered. Okay. Now, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Daniel is told that the understanding of the things that are in this book are not going to be known until the time of the end. Well, brethren, I believe we're at the time of the end, and I believe that God is revealing to us now the mysteries that have been hidden for many, many years. And many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. My goodness. Do we run to and fro? A week after Monday, Tuesday, whatever, I'm going to be going to the other side of the earth, to the Philippines. 12-hour time change. We're running to and fro. Knowledge has increased. You know, it's anymore we have a question, and I say to Rita, well, what is this? Oh, go to Google. Go to Google. I've got the answer in 5 minutes. Knowledge of anything you want to know. Knowledge shall increase, and men will run to and fro. Boy, Daniel, he must have seen the 21st century. Just as it is. Now, let's go on. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. He saw two angels now, one on each side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, in other words, standing right in the middle of the river on the water, was a third angel. Okay? How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time and times and a half. Now that's 3.5. 3.5 years of trouble, such as never was ever since there was a nation. And when, now listen, here's the key now. Here's what really caught me. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. What's going to happen in this 3.5 year period of time is the power of the holy people is going to be scattered. Now, I looked that word up, and a better word here is completely shattered. Do you understand what that means? The church, that which is known as the church business, the church system, is going to be completely shattered. No, completely shattered. Not just broken, not just bruised a little bit, but completely annihilated. What? Oh, if only we could tell them. If only they would understand. What is happening? Where is it coming from? What is it going to be? There is an answer, of course. Only those who are in the secret place of the Most High are going to be able to come through this thing. Revelation 11, Revelation 12, the key places in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is a mirror image, practically, of the book of Daniel. It shows the beast. When you get into chapter 13, it begins to show the beast. And when you get into chapter 17, 18, 19, it begins to show the destruction of the harlot system, the world order that is on its way. But I want to just give you some symptoms before I get further into the word, and I want to talk about the war on the saints, but there's a war on all of humanity. Now, I have kept some newspaper clippings that I've been keeping for a long time. Some of them are rather recent, all right? Because I want to show you, and then we'll get off of this later, we'll get into the Word. I like the Word. But I want to show you what's really happening in the world as well. Because this is the rising of the beast. Now, here's an article that I found that I had saved from 1981. I wasn't even here in 1981. It was in the Glens Falls Post Star, a newspaper article that I clipped. It's even getting yellow already. What is that? How many years ago is 1981? 38 years ago. I was about 38.
1 year old.
This is the article. The date is March 2, 1981. Post Star, Glens Falls, New York. It says, groups prepare to kill for survival. Now, I was surprised. I went over to see, Charlie McMullen, the mechanic that we do business with over there. And he was telling me this one day. I said, Charlie, yes, I know. He said, Mark, you would be surprised. There are people that are collecting guns. They're training. They're getting ready to kill. And they are going to fight. And he said, there's coming a day. He says, I had a guy in here the other day. He was just telling me. He's one of these people. He said, you know how Charlie goes. And so let me just read you a little. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you here. It says, some Americans are so worried about the economy, crime, and foreign policy, they are preparing to take the law in their own hands. This is 38 years ago. We thought the day of the Lord was 38 years ago, didn't we? This is what was happening. Is it better now? No. It's more pronounced now, okay? To necessary to survive for this first part of the four parts. Oh, they're going to give a four part. I didn't get the other parts of this series here, okay? AP special correspondent, yada yada, Peter somebody, visited secret hideouts in remote areas where weapons and food are stockpiled. Okay, you know, I think we thought at one time that this might be the way that we'll be our salvation. We'll save this, we'll save that, we'll save this. You know what? I'm coming to believe that this isn't salvation. There's nothing. What did Madeline say about her daughter? There is nothing we can do. There's only one thing we can do, and there's only one place to hide. I'll go on with this hiding thing. There's nothing you can do. They've got you. They know more about you than you would ever imagine. Let me go on. He says, small but growing bands of Americans are arming themselves and learning how to kill because they are convinced the social order is crumbling and they will have to fend for themselves to survive. Attached neither to hate nor political groups, they range from middle Americans who are remortgaging their homes to pay for guns and shooting lessons for their families to professional men accumulating arsenals of military-type weapons in homes and strongholds scattered throughout southern woodlands, midwestern suburbs, remote western ranches, mountainside cabins in the Pacific Northwest. Variously named retreatism, survivalism, or futurism, by its adherents, the philosophy was found in a dozen states visited by this correspondence. It is a retreat to medieval times, said Brian Jenkins, an expert on terrorism and insurgency who works for the RAND Corporation in Santa Monica, California. There are inner perimeters, America today, places people are reluctant to leave for fear of their own safety. The national perimeter no longer seems secure. Well, the national perimeter has been opened up to anything now. Okay. Let me move on here just a little bit. The emphasis on self-reliance. Survivalists are stockpiling food, building shelters as primitive as dirt foxholes or as sophisticated as concrete bunkers. Some are learning how to defend these resources against all comers. Going beyond the bomb shelter craze of the 50s and 60s, many advocate extreme action in time of emergency. If there is a nuclear war, I hope everyone in the cities is killed. I don't want them coming out afterward expecting me to feed them or to take what I've got. This is some guy, age 30, foreman from northern Georgia, said at a weapons training camp where his 10-year-old son, John, was learning to fire a rifle. All right, this is just an example. I'm not going to read any more of this. This is the mindset. Now, Here's something now, and this is going to go to China, and there's another one here going to China. This was in the little newsletter called The Battle Cry, which is September 2019. This is the Chick. Chick puts out. Do any of you on the Chick mailing list? Chick is a good publication. I really appreciate the things that they have written here. This is a, what's the man's name now that runs Chick? David Daniels. He's an author. He's written some books. He's a brilliant man. This is called No Place to Hide. Revelation 13:17 suggests how the four. Let's read Revelation 13:17 so we know what he's talking about here. It's the part about the beast, okay? And I think I know what it's going to say, but I just want to get it right. Revelation 13:17, 17. Yes. Well, let's read 16. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, this is one of the beasts. There's actually two beasts. There's one beast that rises out of the sea, and another beast that rises out of the earth. The beast out of the sea is, of course, a world government organization rising out of the sea of humanity. The one out of the earth is out of the carnal realm of churchism. Okay, that's another beast. And it's amazing to me that this no man might buy or sell, that this comes at the behest of the beast out of the earth. I would have thought it would have come from the other beast, but I'm just reading you what it is here. All right, now let me read you a little bit. This is a short article. Suggests how the forces of the Antichrist will use technology to control the world in the end times. Now, they're not gonna tattoo a mark on you. That's not gonna do anything. They did tattoos in what, World War II? Tattooed numbers on people. The Jewish people had to wear a star around their neck, or how did they wear, sewed to their clothes or something like that. This is something different. I don't know whether it's something that's injected. It doesn't even have to be a physical, natural thing. It could be a completely spiritual thing. In other words, if you've got this thing on your forehead, it means you've got it in your mind. You bought it. If you got it on your hand, it means you're going to work with it. You're in agreement with it. There's many ways they can do this thing. I know that they have the technology to do it by injecting a chip. It's been proven successful. I believe that they've experimented with it with certain military groups that have probably had that chip injected in them. I know they're using it with animals. They're using it with dogs. I know for sure they're using it with dogs. They're wanting everybody that has a dog, put a chip in your dog. So when your dog gets lost, we can just go around the street and, oh, there he is, you know.
I just wanted to add that with this thing in China, that's one of the theories coming out, is that they're going to use this vaccine as a way to inject a chip into you.
I don't know. There's many ways they can do it. And I have speculated so many years on how it was going to be done and had that overturned. And that wasn't the way, you know, when I thought the, what's the UPC code? I thought the UPC code is the ultimate. That's the end of everything. But no, they've got things more sophisticated than UPC codes. They've got electronic chips. Now, you buy things in the store, you take them home, and you begin taking your package apart, and you find this little metal strip embedded in there. And you say, what in the world is this little metal strip all about? The chip is following you all the way home. So I pull these little metal strips off, and I put them in the fire and burn them. I don't know, somebody finding out what I'm going to do with this thing after I get it home or what?
You got my razor blades.
Yeah, they put them on razor blades too. Yeah. All right, so let's not... I'm not going to give you a final answer of how it's going to be done, but there will be modern technology will do it. Okay, the current control mechanism in China provides a peek into the future. By 2020, all its citizens will be ranked by their social credit. By the way, what year is this? 2020. Every citizen in China will have a rank according to social credit. Okay? Part of their citizen score. Okay? It is like a credit score, but based on behavior rather than financial ability. Walking your dog without a leash or smoking in a no-smoking zone can get your score lowered. And you may not be allowed to buy airplane or train tickets if your score is too low. That's true. I've got a Time article right here. It says the same thing. Theft, or worse, can get you on a blacklist that affects the ability to get a job or apply for a credit card. So far, the program is only piecemeal, but once it is perfected, the plans are for it to go nationwide by 2020. Well, this article gives a date a little further than that. Possibly aware that he was being watched by ever-present cameras, one man oddly told a reporter it was a positive influence. I feel like in the past 6 months, people's behavior has gotten better and better. The deceptive sales pitch to provide an incentive for good behavior comes down to the definition of good. In an atheistic, totalitarian country, Christian Bible believers are rarely seen as good. And of course, this effort to promote trustworthiness requires constant surveillance in case someone is tempted to misbehave. There are now over 200 million cameras installed in China, with a plan for 450 million by 2020. 100% of Beijing is now covered by cameras. By the way, there's parts of London that are also 100% covered. Not all of London, but part of London. Remember when we were in London? Remember when we were sitting upstairs in the McDonald's? And we were sitting by a window upstairs in a McDonald's in a kind of a semi-residential small shop area. Not in the downtown, area. And I remember going to the window and looking out and just watching people on the streets. And all of a sudden, my eye caught these cameras mounted up high on their electric poles. Do you remember how they were? They were just, here's one, here's one, here's one, here's one. And these cameras were just, how many years ago was this?
Several.
Could have been 15 years ago.
Not that long.
You don't think that long ago? We weren't married very long.
Oh, we weren't married very long.
Okay, 13 years ago, maybe. All right. By the way, Rita and I watched one of our Jason Bourne movies. This is absolutely possible. This is not speculation. That they can track you. That they have that they have screens. That they not only can they watch you on cameras, but they can find you on your cell phones.
Oh, yeah, it's on all the time. My son's detective in Albany, and he says, these criminals are so stupid. He says, they use their cell phone, and we know right where they are. When he says, so that's how we catch them, he says.
Yeah, I suppose the only way to avoid that is to take the battery out of your cell phone. Is that true?
Location.
Can you do it?
What?
Location thing, I just turn it on.
You have to take the chip out.
The chip, yeah.
Put the battery out of the still tracking, sir.
Mark, there's a way on an iPhone. I have it on my phone. I can track Haley and Zoe.
Well, yeah, Kara tracks her kids that way too.
Yeah, they don't.
She watches Matthew. He's going to school. Oh, what did he stop for?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for their own good, really.
Well, a little more here. Okay, images from the cameras are fed into an logarithmic surveillance system. Anybody know what a logarithmic means? It's mathematical. It's artificial intelligence. It's a very complicated thing where they can track you, a logarithmic. Okay, somehow it tracks. This is normal. This is not normal. Bring it up. A logarithmic surveillance system using facial recognition software. Do you think facial recognition is being used today?
Yes.
The last two times I got on a Delta Airlines flight to go abroad, I had to go through facial recognition. They announced in the Delta waiting area, they said, you don't need to hold your boarding pass just in case. Just keep it, but file in front of this camera, and when the camera blinks or something, just keep moving. So I stand in front of this camera, blink, okay, keep moving. And I'm thinking, well, I got this boarding pass. Don't they want to look at that? Don't they want to scan the UPC code on there? No, just your face is now your UPC code. And I know that there's people beginning to complain about this, even to the airlines. They're saying, wait a minute, what are you doing to our privacy? I mean, it was a complete shock to me. If I had wanted to object, you know what they would have said? Then you're not getting on this airplane. You go back home. Well, I had to get on the airplane. Within a few years, progress in data storage and search software will assure that no one has a place to hide. Satan's political goal is power in the hands of his servants to control everyone else. See, Satan wants control, but he ultimately wants to destroy everything. He wants to destroy the church, he wants to destroy the Christians, but he also wants to destroy the people of the world. He doesn't love them particularly. All right. He has been successful in various countries in recent history. However, China's experiment raises the threat to a whole new level using the latest technology. And of course, when Satan gets that kind of political power, his first target is the Christians. Some Christians today seem to believe that if they are not too bold, they will escape persecution. Mm-mm. It isn't going to save you anymore. Keep a low profile, isn't going to matter. They're going to come. But Satan does not tolerate mercy in his warriors. The best example today of this is the Islamic jihadists and torture techniques by the Vatican inquisitors were honed to produce maximum pain. Since Satan's overall objective is death of all God's creation, even those who are labeled Christian but refuse biblical truth are not to be spared. The sad fact of history that many who claim to be Christians committed some of Satan's most horrendous acts, i.e. the Roman Catholic Church. Claim to be Christians. Ellen was telling us some time ago that her mother has said, well, why are the Christians doing this to it? They weren't Christians.
Grandmother.
Or grandmother, yeah.
Poland.
Yeah. It was Hitler. Hitler claimed to be a loyal Roman Catholic, and he was doing what he did at the beginning at the behest of the Pope. I can tell you the stories way back into the 1600s, the terrible things that were done to the Christians. Oh yes, they were done by local political leaders, but it was the Roman Catholic Church that was behind it. All right. One excuse that the world uses to counter the gospel is the hypocrisy of the counterfeit churches such as Roman Catholicism, Eastern Orthodox, Mormons, JWs, and said. Instead of carefully considering the gospel, unbelievers parrot Satan's lie that the Christians are just as guilty of violence and persecution as the rest. They point to the evil deeds of the Christian crusaders without considering that they were counterfeits, Christians in the name only. All right. Now, here's another one. Who's that look like? Mao or Qingling Xing or whatever his name is. Mao looks a little more like Mao. The fight for our faces. Do you believe this came from a Christian magazine? No, it came from the Time magazine. I don't get the Time anymore. I got to the point I couldn't stand what they were saying for what little bit of news you got out of it. And it was so cheap. You get it for about $10 a year. I thought, well, so cheap. I got so sick of it. I said, I can't even stand it for
$10. When I seen you, I said to you, why do you read this rag?
Well, it was cheap. Yeah. Now, where did Brother Mark get a hold of this Time magazine article? I'm sorry, I absconded it from a doctor's waiting room. My confession. All right, now this is... he starts off telling a story about Mrs. Chen has her nice purple pajamas and joins a group of other members of the something martial arts group. And she loses her purse. And they found her purse because of all the cameras. And she was so delighted. Oh, she just loves the cameras. They found my purse. They found where I left it and returned the purse to me. Says, what sounds like a lucky escape is almost to be expected in Chongqing, which has the dubious distinction of being the world's most surveilled city. The seething mass of 15.35 million people straddling the confluence of the Yangtze and the Jiangling rivers boasted 2.58 million surveillance cameras in 2019. According to an analysis published in August by the tech research website, something or other, that is frankly Orwellian ratio of one camera for every 5.9 citizens. You know what they mean by Orwellian?
Yeah, right.
Did you ever read George Orwell? Yeah. 1984, one of the... I just read it a while back, this past year. I finally got a hold of it and read it. It's a horrible book. It's horrible what they were doing to the souls of people. I mean, this guy wrote this, what, back in the 1930s?
1950.
Yeah. And when he wrote 1984, I remember hearing about this. It was in the 70s. I thought, 84? man, that's so far away in the future, that'll never come. We won't be here in 1984. The Lord will come or something. No, it's come and it's gotten worse. All right. Every move in the city is seemingly captured digitally. Cameras perched over sidewalks hover across busy intersections, swivel above shopping districts, but Chongqing, whatever it is by no means unique. 8 of the top 10 most surveilled cities in the world are in China. I think London would be one of those top 10. And you know what? We're getting them here in America. Every time there's a crime, do you know what they talk about? They go to all the local cameras, to all the little mom-pa stores, and don't they get a hold of their tapes? Cody lost his backpack in the school Friday when he came home. We don't know whether he left it or what happened.
Somebody stole it.
Well, he thinks somebody stole it. But you know what? Go back Monday morning. He's going to ask them. Oh, they had a camera. Cody, did you put it in this locker? I mean, they can track you right down.
One kid told me to check lockers, and I checked almost every locker in the locker room. No book bag.
Well, whatever. So it's probably on camera, whatever happened. Even in the schools. People keep cameras in their house. You know what? These things can turn and bite you. These are logarithmic women that ask you questions, and they're robots. Everything that you speak is recorded on these things and sent to some database. I won't have one of those stupid things in my house.
The TV said it can spy on you.
Yeah, it'll spy on you. The thing that you have in your house spies on you. Well, I mean, it's not that I'm going to try to avoid everything, but I don't want to make it easier for anybody either, you know. So it says here, China today is a harbinger of what society looks like when surveillance proliferates unchecked. This is a world liberal view article. About as liberal of political thinking as you can get. Okay? Surveillance has become an everyday part of life in most developed societies, aided by an explosion of AI-powered facial recognition technology. You know what AI means? Artificial intelligence. Last year, London police made their first arrest based on facial recognition by cross-referencing photos of pedestrians in tourist hot spots with a database of known felons. And I remember another time that I read that that even when they get these pictures, not everybody can process them, but they have got specialized, gifted men who they call in, and they say, you are one of the world's premier experts on facial technology. Scan these. That's the one. There are people who have a special, shall we say, gift, talent, something for this. A few months earlier, a trial of facial recognition software by police in New Delhi, that's in India, reportedly recognized 3,000 missing children in just 4 days. In August, a wanted drug dealer was captured in Brazil after facial recognition software spotted him in a subway station. The technology is widespread in the U.S. too. It has aided in the arrest of alleged credit card swindlers in Colorado and a suspected rapist in Pennsylvania. All right, now back to Mrs. Chen, wherever her purse was recovered. Has helped an estimated 1 million people into re-education centers. That's what they're doing with if your score is too low. Do you know what re-education centers are? Concentration camps. re-education. You know what? If you're a bona fide, born-again, spirit-filled Christian, you can't be re-educated. They want to drive that out of you. Amen. According to the UN, many were arrested, tried, and convicted by computer algorithm based on data harvested by cameras that stud every 20 steps in some parts. Here's another advocacy group. Those who grow a beard, leave their house by the back door, or visit the mosque. Well, they didn't want to say church. They talk about the mosque in here. Often are red flagged by the system and interrogated. Surveillance governs all aspects of life. Some guy named Nur, 47, a fruit and vegetable explorer in Yangying town of Korogos, was arrested after authorities became suspicious of his frequent business trips abroad. The father of three says he spent a year in a single room with seven other inmates, all clad in blue jumpsuits, forced to sit on plastic stools for 17 hours straight, as four Hikvision cameras recorded every move. Anyone caught talking or moving was forced into stress position for hours at a time. This is their re-education, by the way. Is it coming here? There is a beast that's going to take over the whole thing. And if it's got China, it's going to have us.
FEMA's got these camps that are built all across the country that are called re-education camps.
Mm-hmm. What they are is some of them are abandoned military forts or whatever that have been shut down, but they're still being maintained. They still have people maintaining them so that everything functions. Why? They're going to use it someday. Bataki was released only after he developed a chronic illness, but his surveillance hell continued for 5 months of virtual house arrest, which is common for former detainees. He was forbidden from traveling outside his village without permission, and a CCTV camera was installed opposite his home. Every time he approached the front door, a policeman would call to ask where he was going. He had to report to the local government office every day to undergo political education and write a self-criticism detailing his previous day's activities. Unable to travel for work, former detainees like Batalki are often obliged to toil at government factories for wages as minimal as 35 cents a day. And by the way, that's where some of your made in China stuff is coming from. Probably made by some Christian that has to work for 35 cents a day. My goodness. That's about what you were getting paid in prison, isn't it?
That's about double the wage I was making.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just one other thing I want to see in this. I've got a few things highlighted. Here's another paragraph. China is also rolling out big data and surveillance to inculcate positive behavior in its citizens via a social credit system. In China's eastern coastal city of Rongcheng, home of 670,000 people, every person is automatically given 1,000 points. Fighting with neighbors will cost you 5 points. Failure to clean up after your dog, you lose 10. Donating blood gains you 5. So if you donate lots of blood, you can get over that fight with your neighbor. Fall below a certain threshold, and it's impossible to get a loan or book a high-speed train ticket. Some Chinese see the benefit. High school teacher Zhu something, 42, enjoys perks such as discounted heating bills and improved health care after a series of good works. Because the social credit system vehicles politely let pedestrians cross the street, and during a recent blizzard, people volunteered to clear snow for extra points. Fending off the cameras is just one response. Now, here's a guy named Matthew. I guess he's Chinese. How do you get a name Matthew if you're Chinese? Anyway, Matthew, 22, who used only his first name for his own safety, heads to the front lines. He always leaves his regular cell phone at home and takes a burner. What's a burner?
Throw it, yeah.
You buy it for $10 and throw it away?
Yes.
Aside from swapping SIM cards, he rarely reuses handsets multiple times since each has a unique international mobile equipment identity data serial number. And he says police can trace. He also switches among different VPNs. Virtual something network. Okay?
Private
network. Software to mask a user's location and pays for protest-related purchases with cash or untraceable top-up credit cards. Voice calls are made only as a last resort, he said. Once I had no choice but to make a call, but I threw away my SIM immediately afterward. Here's another guy in Beijing headquarters, some other Chinese name, Yang Cheng, CEO of AI firm Qualtrics, shows off his latest gait recognition. This is the latest thing. Gait recognition software. Here's a guy that's developing a gait recognition. The way you walk. You walk different than I walk. And that camera, with all their algorithms, will pick up, that's the way John walks. That's John. In other words, they can't even see your face. Look at you from behind. The way he's walking, that's John. Out of 5 billion people, that's John. Which can identify people from 50 meters away by analyzing thousands of metrics about their walk. Even with face covered or backs to the camera, it's already been rolled out by security services across China. He says, though he's ambivalent about privacy concerns. All right, well, that's what's going on in China and coming your way soon. Who knows? It may be here already. Now, here's the last item, and this I just got this week. I think Jim sent it. It's UN Agenda 31, Modern Monetary Theory. UN. You know the UN is all in favor of this stuff. Let me share a little bit, and this applies to us as well, not just China. Agenda 21 is getting pushed hard lately in the anti-prop of all the Democratic candidates and the Davos crowd under the guise of climate change and the New Green Deal, which aims to restructure the entire global energy economy within 10 years by completely transitioning the U.S. out of fossil fuels and nuclear energy into renewable resources like wind and solar power. By the way, I just heard on the news this morning at 8 o'clock or something, they're so proudly announcing that electric cars will now probably be cheaper than gas cars. This is all agenda. I mean, gas and fuel, it's all going to kill you. Your children aren't going to live to be 17 years old. I mean, these are all lies. They make the kids so afraid. People are so afraid. People believe this. They believe they have no God. They believe that God cannot control this earth. They don't believe He made it, therefore He can't control it. Activist Rosa Kior ran into Agenda 21 while working as a Bay Area forensic commercial real estate appraiser, and she describes how this global plan aims to break down economies and to depopulate areas considered to be rural or suburban, concentrating populations into larger cities. They want to herd them into the cities where they can control them, where if the power goes out, they have no recourse, they have no backup plan, they have nothing. Okay, and you know, if years ago we canned our food, we had a garden, put it away enough for the winter to take us in through the spring until the next crop. Now that would be called hoarding food, and in time of trouble they would probably come and try to arrest you for hoarding food. You can't do that anymore. This is the plan. It's the loss of our industry, our agriculture, our food independence. Ultimately, it's the loss of our sovereignty as a free nation. It's social engineering. It's the acceptance of what I call the new poverty. Do you understand why this kind of thinking is so dead set against what Mr. Trump is doing in America? This is why they hate him. This is why the likes of Nancy Pelosi, yes, I'll say her name, and it's being recorded, AOC, hate. These are communists, these are world globalist people who want to push their agenda. And when I say to you that the hand of God is using this man, and a man, a bulwark, a bull of a man, any other man would be ground to powder by this time, by what they've done against this man. Why did God put a man like that in? He's a bull. That's how he got to be where he is. I'm not saying he's the world's greatest Christian. I'm not saying that. I don't know what his spiritual life is. I hope he's found the Lord. And I want to pray that he's found the Lord. But this is the way, this is Satan, brethren. This is Satan trying to destroy. Satan hates everything prosperous. So let me go on. Last October, 800,000 Californians were left without power during days called preventive blackout by Pacific Gas and Electric. Preventive blackout. They said, well, there's danger of fire, so we're going to shut everybody off. There won't be any electricity. No possibility of starting a fire. In a bid to avoid another catastrophe like the 2018 campfire, rather than assure customers they were seeking to improve their services, the Rothschild-owned energy company, hello, announced that such preemptive blackouts during windy, dry weather is now the new normal. PG&E's policy will inevitably drive people away from California's rural areas and thus fulfill the plan of Agenda 21. Keor says Agenda 21 is the inventory of control plan. Inventory and control of all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all food, all energy, all information, and all human beings. By the way, I was told maybe 10 years ago that there's already a law on the books, which nobody's enforcing, that anybody that plans to raise an animal for slaughter, that it has to be registered, that if you want to raise crops, you could be arrested for raising your vegetables in your garden if you hadn't registered them. Somebody told me years ago that there was already a law that had been passed by some Democrat administration years ago. Have you ever heard that, Larry? It might be just a...
That wouldn't surprise me.
There's laws on the books that are not being enforced.
You don't know.
They put a lot of stupid laws up there. My goodness, look at the crazy laws that are being passed in New York right now. Criminals above citizens. In her description, you can see how agenda... This is a YouTube thing. I didn't watch it. I'm just reading the summary of it here. How ties into the Internet of Things, the goal of which is to put everything, including living beings and their genomes... What's their genome? Oh, it's our DNA. their genomes on the blockchain and to connect these to trackable nodes on the Global Information Network, the GIN. By the way, people that have what they call spit in the cup, perfectly innocent, but they use your DNA to find a criminal who might be your third cousin. Did you know that? You knew that, didn't you? That's how they caught this big killer in California. One of his cousins or something wanted to look up his DNA background. Now, they already had DNA from this serial killer. They already had his DNA, but they didn't know who the man was. He was an ex-cop. Remember the story? A cop in California. So some cousin of his or something, somebody in his family line did a DNA test, and Viola, now they've got these computers that, you know, your DNA is just millions of little chippy chip 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 little things. These scanning computers now scan and say, whoop, here's one, looks just about like this guy. Oh, what's his name? Oh, it's got to be a guy related to him. Must be his brother, his cousin or something. And that's the way they caught him. He's 70-some years old. He'd been committing all these crimes for 50-some years, and they finally caught him through a relative's DNA. Now, they didn't arrest a relative, but you see how they're using it. I'm sorry, I'm sounding like a conspiracy theory here. It sounds like a massive undertaking, but I bet most of the data is already online and that it just needs to be connected through an app that would function like the latest iteration of the PROMIS software. I'm guessing that once everything has been digitized, centralized, and assigned a relative financial value, we can formally do away with the existing fiat currencies and replace them with asset-derived cryptocurrencies. What is this new currency going around now that's...
Bitcoin.
Bitcoins. Yeah, bitcoins. It's nothing you can hold in your hand. It's a computer. Mm-hmm. See, people are buying. And maybe Facebook intends to be a leader in this effort. How many of you are on Facebook? Oh, you don't need to tell me. I'd like to get a relative, though, that's on so that I can keep track of what's going on. With a launch this year of their global currency and financial infrastructure called Libra, the Latin word for pound, to give you a hint of their reserve currency ambitions. This is Facebook now that's done that. I'm hearing rumors that the big tech companies will eventually replace the Federal Reserve and the central banking system and maybe a lot sooner than we think. You heard anything about that?
No, well, no. I knew about Facebook, that they were coming out with their own currency. But I didn't hear about doing away with the Federal Reserve and the internet, you know, internet monetary fund. Because that seems like that would be Satan's mechanism. I don't know why he'd be wanting to do away with it.
Well, he could work with the Federal Reserve, too.
Yeah.
This appears to be occurring at a time when Keynesian economics is being replaced by modern monetary theory, MMT. Well, they have an acronym for everything. Emanating from the George Soros-sponsored Levy Economics Institute at Bard College and championed by Stephanie Kelton, economic advisor to Bernie Sanders, 2016 presidential campaign. Have you heard about the horrible, wicked things that are involved in the advisors of his campaign? They have got wicked, wicked plans, and they're writing them up. Somebody said that they have got a great big list of, what is it, when a president signs executive orders, all typed up, ready to go, hoping that somebody like Bernie will get in to be president and immediately sign off these executive orders, countermanding everything that Trump has done. Well, he had to sign a lot of executive orders to get rid of a lot of what Obama had done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. As I've written before, there are two bills in Congress which have not been passed, but which are still in committee. Well, probably as long as we have the Republican majority Senate, they probably can't get passed. Awaiting an economic cataclysm to trigger the motions to get them passed. House Resolution 2990 and Senate Bill 759. These would create the legal framework for the federal government to do away with the Fed Reserve Bank and to nationalize U.S. currency, forgive all public and private debt, while seizing all public and private property, which obviously could not be done without a constitutional convention or a declaration of martial law. The U.S. government would then proceed to issue debt-free, socially responsible money. Is that sounding a little bit like social credit from China? Under modern monetary theory, the Treasury would now have the unlimited capacity to finance social justice programs like free college, universal basic income, and job guarantee. JG, Job Guarantee, claims to provide a sustainable solution to the dual problems of inflation and unemployment. Its aim is to create full employment and price stability by having the state promise to hire unemployed workers as an employer of last resort. The claim is that this would protect against inflation without the social costs of unemployment and potentially fulfill all dual mandate of full employment and price stability. To a 20 or 30 something whose biggest childhood trauma was the global financial meltdown of 2008, all of this probability sounds great. Did we have a meltdown in 2008?
Yeah, financial.
Yeah.
Remember the banks?
Oh, yeah.
They
People talk about this technological convergence as a war of automation against the worker, but it seems to be shaping up as the centralization and monopolization of all data, all energy, all money, all human activity. Well, I'm sorry. I had to bring you up to date on what's happening in the world system.
You ever read Agenda 21, Glenn Beck's book?
No, I haven't. Is that, yeah, this is Agenda 21.
Yeah.
Did you read it, John?
Yeah, it's horrible. Those bicycle paths, they got all over the place. Those are your new superhighways. You got people dragging, walking wagons, people pulling for your transportation. That's why these, because watch out for all these free deals with these bicycle paths around your town. That's your new, highway.
Well, let me just read. I have to read the good news here. Where's the verse about the secret place of the Most High?
91.
Psalm 91. Let me go to Psalm 91. Now, this is just an outline. I'm not going to read these articles again. But I do want to go back into the Word of God, what it says about these beasts, okay? Because let's get it from the Word of God. I'm giving you this so that you know that what is in the prophetic Word is actual reality today, coming into being. Psalm 91. Let's go there and finish up. Here we are. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's where we have to be. In the secret place. It's a spiritual place. It's not a natural place. It's not a cabin in Montana. It's not in the Appalachian woods somewhere behind somebody's moonshine still hiding. No, it's not any of those secret places. Amen. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day. The arrow, the word arrow here is missile. An arrow is a small missile. There are big missiles. Russia is developing has developed a missile. It's in the news that supposedly there's no way we could ever stop it if they wanted to send that thing through. I don't know what it's got in it. Nor from the pestilence that worketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. See, in other words, you're going to see destruction. You're going to see thousands of people dying. Not just a dozen at some mall in a faraway place. It's going to happen. You're going to see it. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold the reward of the wicked. Amen. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thine habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. We need to claim that. Coronavirus. It's a plague. It has no place in my dwelling. It has no place in this temple. Amen. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Beasts. You can trample beasts under your feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. You're going to have power with God in your prayer. Amen. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. There's the part that I like, particularly at my age. With long life. Longer than this. Amen. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Anything to share here? Brother Larry, anything you want to add or share?
Well, this coronavirus, as you said, that's quite.
Yes.
And the scripture says, you know, if you look at Matthew 24 or Luke 17, you know, it talks about pestilence, plagues that will be signs of the end time. Like Mark just read, none of that has to come into the dwelling place. But it's because we're hidden in Christ. That's the only way you can avoid the plagues. Remember back in everything in Scripture, you can always find something in Scripture that takes you up to the day we're living in. So back in Exodus 6, 7, where the 10 plagues.
Yes, yes.
You know, God's people only suffered 3 of those, the first 3. After that, they were separated from the world.
And they were the mildest.
Yeah.
They were just the introduction.
So God took them aside and separated them from everything that's happening in the world. Just like he did with Noah and the family. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They were separate from the rest of the world.
But we're not talking about a cheap, easy rapture. Zip out of here and live on a cloud. That's not what we're talking about. We're gonna go through it, but we're gonna go through it with the protection. And you know, the thing I want to leave with you, if nothing more, does it make a difference between just being saved or being a son of God and an overcomer? See, this is the thing that the church is not telling people. They're telling you all you got to do is go down the sawdust trail, sign the little confession, get dunked in water, and you're all set. You know that is not enough. Yes, that'll put your name in the book of life, but it's not gonna protect you in the great and terrible tribulation that is coming upon all the world. It will not protect you. You will probably lose your life. You will gain your soul, but if you want to be protected and be a servant and a son of God, you have got to come to a higher realm than that. And that is, if there's a difference in the message we are preaching, that sentence right there is the difference.
over in the Middle East, they got a big thing of locusts flying around Africa.
Yeah, we were talking about that. It's down in Kenya and Sudan, Somalia. We were talking about that last week.
I'm just going to talk to her so you can answer that. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.